This is KD2J Davis C, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club Radio Repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be Tuesday, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend, and an amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member, and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
I mean, checking in, no traffic.
Okay, that was KE4GLU checking in on EchoLink. Sorry, I do not have you in my notes. Not sure what your name is. And I know there's one other station in there on EchoLink waiting to check in. I'll let him go ahead and do that and check in. Then we'll start at the top of the list.
Sorry, yeah, my apologies, Matt. I went into a coughing fit at that very moment. It's KD2FPM. I'm the final one checking in here.
Okay, KD2FPM, Kevin James in Oneonta. Alrighty, we'll stop the kit. Okay, I'm sorry. We'll start at the top of the list, KE4GLU. How are you doing this evening, and what's your name?
My name is Tim, French Camp Miss.
Okay, KE4GLU, you have to do that again. I only got part of that. He ended up dropping out there. Go ahead and try it again.
Okay, this is KE4GLU.
Okay, KE4GLU, you ended up dropping it again there. I'll let you try it one more time. I'll let you try it one more time. Go ahead.
Tim. T-I-M. From French Camp, Mississippi.
Okay, got you that time. Sorry about that. Tim from French Camp, Mississippi. How are you doing this evening? How's your day? You want to go ahead? The floor is yours. You can fill us in on how your day was and chat with the group here. This is KD2JABC, Net Control, turning it over to KE4GLU.
Did you get my name, Tim, T-I-M?
That I did, Tim, Tom, Ida, Mary. I got that. Go ahead if you want to fill us in on your day. This is a roundtable net, conversational net, and we go down through the groups, everyone that checks in. and can kind of give a little little note of how their day was or whichever. If they don't want to, they can just check in and monitor through the net. Okay, I guess he must be having issues. KD2FM, Kevin James, how are you doing today? How was your day?
All right, yeah, good evening, Matt. Hello to everyone on board here at KD2FM over here on the north side of Oneonta. And got 49 degrees on the outside, clouds overhead. Had about 0.4 of an inch of rain today. So just kind of chilling out here and letting the meds work to kick this bronchitis out of my, you know, chest and whatnot. So that way I'll be in better shape here pretty quick, I hope so. With that, I won't tie the repeater down. I will say 7-3. KD2FBM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Glad the meds are working to get that out of you. I know that's not a very nice thing to have. Alrighty, I see one other user that popped in there. I'll let you check in and you can have the floor, Bill, KE3TFD.
Roger. We've been under the weather here. KA3TFB checking in through the Echo Link. We are mobile. We are coming back from a fire company meeting. And we have attended this meeting here for over 27 years. I have to go out of county to attend this fire company meeting. And we have had rain. This is the sixth day of rain. This morning we had the mesocyclone come over to Warndale, and then it dissipated and with all its fury. And then we have rain here tonight. So anybody that needs rain, you can sure come on down to Western Pennsylvania. Good to hear, just logged in. Good to hear everybody. Tip my hat to the Empire State. And we're driving here. We're going to give it back, and we'll be listening. KA3TFB, thanks for being there. And over.
Okay. Thank you for your check-in, KA3TFB. Glad to hear from you, Bill. It's been a while. I'm glad you're starting to feel better, too. Yeah, KD2FPM's been under the water there for a while also, so, and we have the pleasure of our fire department meeting on Wednesday night, so we'll have fun there. Alrighty, I don't see any other Echo Link users there. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike, up on Watson Mountain, down to Watson, Lewis County, just a little south of Lowville. I hope I spoke enough. Did I broke through that Echo Link and whatever else might have screwed up or whatever? I'm taking a long time because this did happen before, and I thought just possible it might have happened again. M2PFM.
WATU.
Okay, N2PFM George and WATU John. How are you guys doing this evening? We'll start the top. N2PFM George, how are you doing? And everything came through loud and clear. It was 5x5.
Okay, Roger and Ann, thank you. We got a temperature here of 46 degrees after a range today of 44 to 52. Damp, lots of rain on and off, and late afternoon we actually did get a small peak of sunshine. But that was just before the sun was going down, so haven't looked outside yet, haven't heard a lot of rain splattering on the skylight in the bathroom or anything else right now, so I haven't looked out there. I don't know what it's actually doing now. Oh, well, I had to make a stop or drop off a couple things today, and be glad tomorrow, the 3rd, that's you know what day that is, the one for certain people. And so tomorrow's a big day of going around and this, that, and whatever. So with that, we'll say God bless at 73, is that true? PFM clear.
Alrighty. Thank you, George, for your check-in, N2PFM. Sorry, I had a moment with my EchoLink keying up for me. I misplaced something. Alrighty, WA2U, John, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, very good, Matt. WA2U, good evening to everyone on frequency. Those out there listening, 44 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. 44 degrees, been a kind of a rainy day, but unlike Bill, we welcome it. It's always good to have it. It's great for the gardens and the grass. And so with that fire ban on maybe May 15th. Well, a couple things. I think the chap on Tim, I think his name, it sounds like to me, this is a WATU comment, that sounds like he was going out of the bandpass of the receiver. So maybe less audio, he might stay in the bandpass, but that's what it sounded like. You know, deviate too much audio and it just clips out. Anyways, so that might be a tip. I think that caused the echo link to drop. And tonight is an interesting a time in history. I believe it was, and I don't know if anyone, I haven't heard anyone else mention it yet. That was 33 years ago. I remember Harry Capron, WA2LK. On the repeater here, it was 33 years ago at 10:30 p.m. our local time, where a tornado touched down in Boonville. I'd been a ham for, I don't know, 8 years or something like that, I guess. But the repeater was still on the air, was still cooking along, and it was at 10:30 p.m., I believe, and 1983. But the Boonville repeater kept people in communication. And for us curiosity people, we had a chance to tune in and listen to what was going on. I believe this is the correct date, so a lot to be thankful for, and a lot of changes that certainly have happened up in the North Country, but a lot of the older traditional hams, WB2OFU, WA2OEP, WA2OFK, we did the New England weather net that I used to check in on Friday mornings, 3905. It's actually piece of the traffic being passed and things, and the Skywarn was very active with amateur radio back then with Bill Schmidt, KA2DQP. Been a silent key for years. We used to have calls on Sunday night and things of that nature, pass bits of traffic back and forth as far as weather-related information. So, anyways, we'll turn it back over to you, Matt, and thanks for doing the net. They had a great day today. Trying to think what else I was doing today. I don't know, some software stuff with some gizmos and gadgets and some interesting program on the TV here. So I'm going to go and join Kathy in the love seat and see what that's about. We like listening to some of the public TV stuff. Just thought that with that emergency that took place that many years ago, how prepared are we if we lose all our fancy-dancy iPhones and computers and everything? Are we able to actually get on and generate our good test to do that once in a while? WATU, back to that. Step 3. Listen.
Alrighty. Thank you, John. Actually, I did not know about that happening up there. That's actually news and actually very good informational thing to me. I actually wrote it down here in the book, too, also. So, didn't know about that. And, yes, it's great that it's good to have the ham operators out there and the good, reliable repeaters to have communications for everyone, like Skywarn and everyone like that, and hams to try to keep everybody informed. I'm actually working on joining our Skywarn down here. I'm actually part of that, trying to work on and joining the Aries and the Racies down here also. So, alrighty. That's KD2, JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other check-ins. Any other further check-ins? Come now, please.
KC2NVU. KC2WI.
Okay. KC2NBU, Ray, and KC2WI, Pete. Go ahead, Ray. KC2NBU, the floor is yours. How you doing today?
Well, at least it stopped raining. We got 44 degrees up on the hill here. And yes, I remember what I was doing 33 years ago today. I had just finished putting the engine in my 72 Volkswagen van. I had a junkyard motor out in Minnesota that I threw together. Helping a friend move out in Minnesota. And the ice cooler slid forward and knocked the shifter out of fourth gear into neutral. And started going up a hill, and I gave it some gas. And started losing speed, so I gave it some more gas. I looked at the tach, and the tach said zero. So I pumped the gas pedal a couple times, and it went bang. Came off of the peg at 11,000 and back down around to zero. Blew a hole right through the top of the motor. But I was replacing that motor 33 years ago tonight.
Okay, KC2NBU. I've had enjoyments of having to replace motors before too for having similar fun things like that happen. Were you done, Ray?
Yeah. And so is the motor.
Okay, just wanted to check and make sure you were done. Almost. I just wanted to make sure you didn't accidentally drop the key or anything. Alrighty. The motor's done. You're still good. You just have to have all the fun. Well, to me it is, for something like that, have all the fun to pull the old one out and put a new one in or get that one rebuilt. Alrighty. KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing this evening?
KC2WI. Well, I just got back from a long trip. I went up to Lake Placid and went Friday, and I didn't get out as early as I wanted, but I got out Friday, drove up, hiked up Ampersand Mountain, which was a pretty interesting, very interesting hike, the top of it anyway. A little snow and ice up there, not on the top in the open rocks, bare spots, but on the way up. Combination of some fresh snow from last week, and the remaining ice from the, you know, from the winter climbers packing it and making ice in certain spots. And then stayed in Lake Placid and went to the Saturday the forum, Sunday the annual meeting for the New York State Snowmobile Association, and then came back down. I was hoping to do some hiking, but of course it wasn't very nice on Sunday. I went out and found a couple geocaches, that's about it. And over to Big Moose Lake, and I thought I was going to be all done with that job, and I got to go back again, which is really, really screwing up the schedule, and I hope the next time is the last time, and things just haven't worked as they were should. I'm not happy. My customer's not happy. Not really my fault, but that's the way it goes. And of course, I didn't get a really good night's sleep on Saturday night, Friday night, or Saturday night. Never really do. When I guess if you travel all the time, you get used to it. I didn't sleep bad, but I got up earlier than I wanted, but not so early that I could go back to sleep. And then last night, we worked on stuff, and then, you know, I'm like laying there thinking about it. So I'm just going to call it a night after the net here. I did take a little time off, which I guess I should not have done, because because I think that would have made it, I took a little longer than I planned and went in the inlet to meet N2LVT and a couple guys from, I guess from Watertown, Fort Drum, who were interested in learning more about DMR, and so Dennis is really into that. And we talked about that, and we talked a little bit about D-Star, one of the other digital modes, and I had my little DV, thumb DV there, and I was not hearing anybody. I was on the WA2 UMX repeater, so I thought the node that they have linked, and didn't hear anybody. And then we looked online to see who was where, and we found that they didn't have the link to the reflector up. And if I was on the C node, which was actually the local on-the-air repeater, there were a couple guys on just before, you know, so. Anyway, and then I failed to bring both computers that I actually had with me. I left one up at the place I was working. And otherwise, I could have given a better description of actual demonstration of the NBEMS FL Digi stuff, which they were pretty interested in. I had to kind of, you know, just show what it looked like and not actual operation between two, between the sender and receiver. But be that as it may, that's just the way things worked out. So I'm still, I was thinking of firing up the D-Star. I've been looking around before I left. One of the things that I took a little too long. I bought some little cheapy microphones, computer microphones, and I couldn't find, I bought like three of them for, you know, not much, $5-6. And then I put them somewhere and I couldn't find them, and I bought some more on eBay. And so now I have theoretically six of them. One was on, I had to take the one I had on my computer here off to take with me because I couldn't find any of the others. One I gave away. But that still leaves four or five, so I'll be darned if I know what I did with them. I thought I knew what I did with them, but that's not what I did with them. So anyway, someday, John, I'll have to get with your friend there on D-Star and play around a little bit. I'm figuring out a little bit more, but it's pretty interesting, and of course the DM stuff like that, so it's pretty good. KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, thank you for your check-in. Glad you had a good, safe trip up there to the Adirondacks. I've actually been wanting to go up there for a while, for a couple of years now. Haven't been up there in quite a while. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WAT with a comment for Kevin James.
Alrighty, WATU. John, go ahead, and I will let you two have your conversation back and forth to make it simpler.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm sure Kevin James is probably in a monitoring mode, and yeah, Pete, I'll get with you sometime, and we'll decide when it's a good time. I know Vic, WB2U's been on the net before. And I think Kevin James should dispense with all this other stuff and crank it up a notch. He should either get to get a good Brandy or Bacardi's 151. A couple of those that I'm sure it'll cure it, but if it doesn't, he won't care anyway. WAQ back to net.
Ah, okay, W2U, yay, that works, I agree with that 100%. KD2FPM, you have anything back for W2U?
Side effects, so I have to kind of take the side approach to things, which is a little more conservative, unfortunately, because honestly, I prefer the Brandy. Sorry, W2U, it's KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, I noticed one time the 151 has a screen on top. I asked my friends what that was for, and he goes, that's so if you spill it, and you're in an area where other people are smoking, you won't create a fire hazard that keeps it from glugging out. So, all right, WATU, back to that.
Okay. That worked, sorry. I had to laugh a little bit. That's KD2, JWC, and Night Control for the Black River Valley Service. Now, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Alright, KD2, JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service, Net. I'll toss this out there one more time. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none. I will now close the Black River Valley Service, Net, at 21:31 local time. Turn to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. Had KE4GLU Tim, KD2FBM Kevin James, KA3TFB Bill, Mobile in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. I went back to the wrong spot. N2PFM George, WA2U John, KC2NBU Ray, and KC2WIP. Thank you everyone for checking in. This is KD2JWC. Let's say 7-3 to all, and hope to catch everyone tomorrow night, and I will be clear.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dixon Utica, calling for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. All stations are welcome. With or without traffic, check-ins will be appreciated.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Roger, KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Much appreciated. Calling for Oc-10. Rock 10, all stations are welcome, with or without traffic. All check-ins will be appreciated. Calling for Rock 10, all stations are welcome. Final call for Rock 10. All stations, with or without traffic, are welcome. Oc-10 would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Oc-10 to use their repeater. Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, clear. 73's Ray, thanks for checking in this evening.